Okay, Mem Vav Nun Aleph, the Gemara starts off, we're starting from at least, is about 11 lines from the bottom. Which question was that again? No, I want. Okay, 11 lines, when he comes, we'll ask him. 11 lines from the bottom, the first word in the line, at least in my Gemara, is the word Lulav. It's the fifth line in the wide lines, and I have Mem Vav Nun Aleph. Here, starts from the word Tan Rabbanan. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Tan Rabbanan, Haus HaSukkah LaAtzmo. Omer Baruch Shechianu, he says above that a person who makes a sukkah, he built the sukkah for himself. So when you build a sukkah, you make a Shechianu. Nichnas Leisheva, Omer Baruch Shechianu. When you go the first time to actually sit in it, you go to sit in the sukkah, you make a bracha of Leisheva sukkah. And that's how you should, again, it's not our custom, that's what he says you should do. Again, when you make a sukkah, you make a bracha, Shechianu. And the first time you go into it, you make a leishi b'sukkah. Haisa asuya ve'omedes. Let's say the sukkah was already built for you. I know where my son and I go for sukkahs. We walk into a built sukkah already for us. So what happens in that case? What brachas do you make if you walk into a built sukkah? It was asuya ve'omedes. It's already standing up and existing. If you can do something new, you can add in some element to it, put a new piece of schacha, maybe something where you contribute to the building of the sukkah, then you make a bracha shechianu. Imlav, and if you can't, it's already built up, and they walk into a hotel for Chag. And the hotel has put the sukkah well before you got there. You walk into already built, what do you do then? When you go in the first time to sit in it, make two brachas. Shechianu you make, and Leishev you make. And that Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says what we do, Chazin Leh Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, says Rav Ashi, Dekar Melu, Lekulu, Akas of the Kiddusha. I saw him do both of them when they make Kiddush that night, which is what we do as well. Kiddush, the first night of Sukkot, we make Kiddush, we make a bracha, we make a leishev, we make a shechianu, we do both of them. And that's what the custom Rav Ashi says, he saw Rav Kahana do, and that's our custom. We don't make a shechianu when we build it, even if we build it ourselves, we make a shechianu usually. We make a shechianu when we sit in the first time for the chag. I didn't ask, did you have to back your brother-in-law or no? Are you back from here or no?
So he's going to look into it.
Okay.
Why, according to Rav Nachman, it's not...
Yeah.
Why would it make two shechianu? One for the building, and one when you sit in.
Great question. So I would assume the shechianu you're making is the shechianu on the chag. You do a maisa, even when it brought down over here earlier on, it brought down for the lulav. Correct. Even by the lulav, it's by the lulav before. And when you make the lulav, the erev yom tov, you make a shechianu. That's for the mitzvah of the day. It's not, you know, it's not on the day, it's on the mitzvah of the day, which you're making a shechianu for when erev of the chag, the mitzvah of the day. It's my assumption. But it's a good point. We completely don't do that. We don't do that for any, I mean, we always do shechianu on the day itself. But there are a few things to do for the mitzvah of the day. For example, we say on Purim. There's no kiddush on Purim, we make a shechianu on the Megillah. So like, you know, they're
that's like almost like over the siyasa.
It's true, but again, over here also, over here, the shechianu is on the mitzvah of sukkah, on the mitzvah of sukkah, on the mitzvah. We still make shechianu the next day also on the lulav of Esrog. We do shoot shechianu. We do shechianu on the mitzvah, the nighttime one. Shechianu we do also on the lulav of Esrog the next day as well. Okay. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Hayu lefan of mitzvahs harbe. Let's say you have a lot of mitzvahs at one time in front of you. A lot of things on the table there for you to do, a lot of mitzvahs. Amar baruch hashem shem mitzvah v'sivanu al ha-mitzvahs. According to the Tanakhama, Rav Ashi, name of Rav Kahana, that's what we do, right? We make both of them on the Kiddush.
Sorry, you said it?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So if you have a lot of mitzvahs on the table right now to do, you have a number of things in front of you, so you make a bracha, al ha-mitzvos, and you do them all at the same time. Maybe you have, I don't know what example that would be, but what do you have more than one mitzvah at a time that you're making brachas on?
Dollar.
No, those aren't brachas of mitzvah. Those are brachas of shevach, usually. Or brachas of nanin. How many times do you have brachas of mitzvahs in front of you? Multiple mitzvahs in front of you? Talis and tefillin. So what he suggests, the Tanakhama says, you make a bracha al mitzvahs? Okay, apparently he makes you make a bracha multiple things at one time, al mitzvahs, and you do all mitzvahs in front of you. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mevarach l'achas v'achas v'atzmah. So our custom obviously is, make a bracha on each mitzvah individually, one at a time. By the way, he brings down an example. Look at Rashi, mitzvahs harbi, look what he says. Lito lulav, leishe basukah, laniach tefillin, nizatim basitis, they're all in front of you. Do all right now at the same time, you make all mitzvahs, and you just do them all. Okay, anyways, our custom, as we all know, I guess you make, yeah. You
have
a. You wear, yeah, on Chol Moed, you put tefillin on apparently.
Ah, right, that was the point.
Right, which is a chiddush. A little bit of chiddush.
Really?
That's what, I mean, again, according to this Rashi, you're putting lito lulav, leisha basukah, lem niyachfil, why is it all in this button together? You don't do that usually on... You don't make a bracha on tefillin. What's that? Chol Moed? I don't think so. Chutz La'aretz you do? I don't even wear tefillin Chol Moed, but I don't think, if people do, I don't think they make a bracha on it. No, you put them on, but you didn't make a bracha on them, I don't think. Whoever wears it, I don't think makes a bracha on them. But if you also don't wear them, but if you wear them, I don't think make a bracha. Maybe it's different. Okay. Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Itamar, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa. Hello, Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda, which is what we do as well. A bracha on each and every individual mitzvah. I'm Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Itamar, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's logic? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you make a bracha? I mean, it's funny. We're asking a question like it's strange. I mean, we think it's so normal. We're asking Kasher, Rabbi Yehuda, why don't you make a bracha on all mitzvahs? We're bothered that you make multiple brachas. Now, that to me is a strange havamina. Wouldn't you think we should question the other person? So there's two answers you can give. Answer number one, since we passing this way, we want to understand it better. Which is my assumption, that's the right answer. Meaning, since we passing that we make a bracha, oftentimes the Gemara will ask a question about one opinion versus the other one, because we passing that opinion, we want to better clarify what's the logic behind it. So my assumption, that's why we're saying this here. So what's the reason why? Yeah. Well, you could say also anything. Yeah, if you had multiple things in front of you on the table, say foods, make a bracha of a motzi and then you pop to everything else. Or make a shakol, a dama, a mizonos, and a motzi. Obviously, that would be inappropriate to do. You shouldn't be married by your brachas for no reason. So maybe Danny's suggesting one could have a halim, it's a bracha shein tzricha, and therefore you should certainly start with the most all-encompassing bracha and leave it at that. I definitely hear that as well. Could be either one of those two answers. Says the Gemara, what's the reason my time is Rabbi Yehuda? The chassif, it says, Baruch Hashem yom yom. You bless Hashem day. What, we only bless Hashem in the day, we don't bless Hashem in the nighttime? What does it mean, day? Who came I? To exclude what? Every day, make brachas that are pertinent and relevant to that day. Rashi explains over here, it means, when you're davening on Chol, you should do like Chol. Davening on Shabbos, you do like Shabbos. Everything deserves a special attention. And therefore, say based on that, Hachanami, here as well, everything should have something that is like a bracha relevant to that matter, and therefore don't say a stam al hamitzvos, but you go specific to each mitzvah that's in front of you and address it properly. Look and see how Hashem and Basar Adam and mankind have different character, different traits. Obviously, our job is to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trait, why it's right, maybe why ours isn't the best way to do it. Let's see what it says. But Midas Basar Adam, Kli Reikon, Machzik, Male Eino Machzik. When it comes to a human being, a regular Kli, you have a Kli that is Reik, that is empty, that, and only that can contain things inside of it. But a Kli Male, a full vessel, Eino Machzik, you can't have anything else in you. If you pour more water into a full water bottle, it'll spill out. It won't be able to hold anything else anymore. Thank you for the visual aid. El Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mida, Male Machzik, Reikon Eino Machzik. When it's full, it's machzik. When it's empty, it's not machzik. What does that mean? Rashi's over here. Machzik means, we'll get to it in a minute. The Gemara's there right now. Shinamar, it says, Vaya im shamoa tishma. If you will surely hear. That's what we say it means. But really what the Gemara's over here means, im shamoa tishma. If you've already heard, then you can hear more. If it's your male, then you can add more to what your male. If you have not yet heard, lo tishma, you're not going to hear anything more than that. If you already have set the groundwork by listening, then you'll continue to hear more. But if you've never done so, you're not going to hear. So looking over here in the Rashi, he says, "Im hurgalta lishmoa, im shmoa tishma." If you get used to listening, asishma, which means tuchal lemolosif. If you get used to listening, you'll be able to. You have the ability to have more learning. If you set the groundwork for yourself and you learn properly, you'll have more time to be able to learn properly. I'm reading that Rashi. Im lav, and if not, says Rashi. If you did not pay attention when you were younger, to give a chance for you to understand it, lotishma lachers man. I mean, you're not going to have a chance later on. Lo yaspiku biyadcha. It's not going to be sufficient for you. You're not going to know how to do it. We're talking just a little while before you guys came in, and some of you came in about if you don't know how the aleph beis, and you want to. It's hard to learn when you're older. It's hard to start when you don't have the groundwork laid for you. Some people in life work really hard, and finally they get to it, but it is a challenge if you haven't given the proper groundwork before you when you were younger to be able to do so. That's right. Davar Acher, another, we actually had this idea before, I think, in Sukkah. Where in Sukkah else in Sukkah do we find this idea of learning when you're younger? versus when you're older.
When you're younger versus older?
Yeah.
Younger.
I know where it was on the page. If Arak was here, I think he'd know because I'm pretty sure it's the second parak.
Pin test.
I think it's here. Let's see if it's right. You got it?
I forgot.
Oh, don't do that to me. Let me see if I can find it quickly. There was a statement that was in school. A statement that was made where I gotta find
but
it first.
Give us a clue.
Well, what's sugya? I don't remember the sugya, but I remember the discussion. There was someone who gave a psak over and the first rav rejected it, and then later on someone else said it over again. He was mekabel it, and he said chaval, I didn't learn it the first time. He said, what's the difference? The end that you learned it. So he said, Girsa de Ankusa. Does this not sound familiar?
No, it's not here.
Thomas Akasuka?
Girsa de Ankusa, not here.
You sure?
No, it's not here.
What did I learn this year besides Sukkah? I don't think it's anywhere else. I think it's Sukkah. You don't think it's Sukkah? I think it is, but I'll find it. We never
No, I scanned it. I can't find it.
Okay, I'll look at it. I'll look it up later on.
Have the teachers teaching the young kids. But that's like with
I almost was positive. Else. It's right here in the page where they say, what do you care? You already did it. He says, no, because of when I was younger. Here's the Ankusa. Okay, I'm going to look it up for you. We'll be able to find it for you later on. I think it is here, but if I'm not, call Clark afterwards. Okay, anyways. Says the Gemara further. What does it mean? If you listen to the old, which means, look at the very important line over here, especially for us. If you're, it says Rashi, from Chazir al Talmud Chashe Shemata, if you review what you learned beforehand, then Tishma Bechadash, says Rashi, Tischachem Bo Lavin Dvarim Chadashim, we talked to Rami Yashanim. If you review what you did already, you're going to see, hear new things coming out that you didn't hear the first time. Im Shamoa, if you look at what you already heard, Tishma, you'll hear more, you'll see more of the same thing. Vim Yifnel Vavcha, and if you turn away your heart, Shuv lo tishma, if you turn away your heart and you don't review it, you're not going to hear it anymore. You're not going to see things anymore that could be found in those teachings. Okay. Says the next part of the Gemara, Mi'ad Tinokos. This is the Gemara over here described that from the hands of the Tinokos, you would take out the lulavim and the estrogim, and you would eat the estrogim even. Gemara's going to have a discussion over here. When can you eat the first estrog? When does the estrog lose its kedusha? When does the sukkah lose its kedusha? When can I use the schach of the sukkah as firewood? At what point in the process? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, esrog b'shvi, aser b'shvini mutter. The entire sukkah, is the esrog is prohibited, is forbidden. Only when sukkah is over shmini, which is shmini atzeres, it would be allowed. Sukkah afilu b'shmini asur. But sukkah, even the eighth day, you cannot use anything in the sukkah for your personal benefit. It's still designated for, you know, l'shem shemayim l'chagiga. Reish Lakish Amar, esrog afilu b'shvini naimat. Reish Lakish argues. He agrees with sukkah. But he says, Rashi talks about Yochanan, that on the seventh day of Sukkot, and the Rashi points out of here, after you did the mitzvah already, you can now use your esrog for yourself, and if you want to eat it, you can eat it, whatever you want to do, you can do with it. Let's look at Mark Mifli, what are they arguing about? What's the machlokas over here about whether you can use the esrog on the seventh day or not? So Mar Savar, see where we are. Mar Savar, Libitzvasa is Kasai.
Next word.
Umar Savar, Likulayoma is Kasai. One person holds that you designated it for the mitzvah. For the mitzvah, you designated it, which means when the mitzvah is finished, it's now designation free. You can feel free to take part in it and eat it. And the other Mar Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Lekula Yom Mitzvah, once the day has been designated for use of this mitzvah, the entire day will be designated to use the mitzvah. You cannot partake in it until the day is finished. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Reish Lakish. That's Gemara. Ace Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the following kasha. Again, Reish Lakish held, we think right now. Reish Lakish holds that it's kasai only the mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's kasai le kul yoma. Says Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah says, Miyat tinokos shom tinas luvein v'okun esrogein. When was this?
The seventh day.
On the seventh day, they took out of the tinokos their lulavim and esrog, and they ate the esrog. Well, that's a kasha. That's why the mishnah is a kasha. My what? Lavu adin the gdolim? Wouldn't this be also for adults? And therefore, an adult person with his esrog says that you can eat on the seventh day. Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Where it says no, lo tinokos davka is only on children. Rashi brings over here that for children, it wasn't really a full-fledged mitzvah. Because they're only children. It's Ritam Chinuch. And therefore, the Iskatsai is not a full-fledged Iskatsai. It's not a full-fledged designation.
Wait, what are we defining as children? What age?
Under the age of 13. Under 13. Whatever mitzvah Chinuch that you have is a Dinder Rabbanan. Dinder Rabbanan to have Chinuch. And that Rabbanan puts it like a quasi-designation. But it's not enough to forbid you. Once mitzvah is over, you still can eat it. Because it's not a full-fledged Iskatsai Liyoma. That's one way of looking at it. There are those who ask, who say, the question was actually from the same source, but it went the reverse direction. It's Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish a kasha from the Mishnah. Rish Lakish again held, you could even eat it, you could eat it on the day itself, on the seventh day, and he says, Miyad Tinokos, Shom Tinas Lilvein, but Ochlan Esrogan. Rish Lakish says, you can't. And he said, here, look, the Mishnah here says, you can only if you're a Tinok. Tinokos in Gdolim Lo. Kasha on you, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish, not on me. Again, it was Ikadam. It was like which version of the story we had, but according to this version of the story, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who was doing the challenging, and Rish Lakish was the one in the hot seat. The challenge was, why does Mishnah say only Tinokos? It should have said anybody, according to you. So here, Rish Lakish responds, Hu Adin, Dafilu Gedolim. The same would be true that even Gedolim, you could take that stroke out of their hands and eat it. Vahai Dikatani Tinokos. Why does Mishnah then say Tinokos? Or Chadim Milsa Katani. That's the normal way. Rashi over here explains, you don't usually grab from an adult something. A kid, it's like, you take candy out of the kid's hand, you take an esrog out of the kid's hand, that's something that we do sometimes, right? What is going on over here, speaking of? Where does it come from? Okay, however, when it comes to an adult, you usually don't snatch something out of an adult's hand, it's not done. You could. If you did and you ate it, it might be gazelle in some form, but it certainly would not be considered a problem with the esrog, just not done. So therefore, they talk about the more common case, and let not the more abnormal case, like taking candy from a baby nowadays would be uncommon. It would be something you should look at and be like, what's wrong with that guy?
Yeah.
So, okay, back anymore. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye. Papa says L'Abaye. L'Rabbi Yochanan. I have a question to Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Mai Shana Sukkah, Mai Shana Esrog. Rabbi Yochanan, why is Rabbi Yochanan a chol b'chalik between Sukkah and Esrog? Now, we don't ask about Reish Lakish. Why not? Lakish also was shown that between Sukkah and Esrog. So why not? Why do they want to ask Rabbi Yochanan, only Rabbi Yochanan? Same question for Rabbi Yochanan. So they both have different Sukkah and Esrog. So why are we only asking Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say it's Mutter on the seventh day?
No, so it's also the seventh day, Mutter on the eighth day. The Esrog.
Esrog is Mutter on the seventh.
No, Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi
Yochanan. But my point is that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan, both Esrog and Sukkah are different. We're asking the Kasher of Rabbi Yochanan. Why?
Why not?
No, we can ask also Rish Lakish.
You just do it once and you live on that day and you finish the mitzvah.
Oh, okay, good. So the reason why, what Daniel I think is saying over here, is that if you hold it's not Iskatsai Liyoma, Ksai Lemitzvah, then I understand why Esrog is different than Sukkah. Because Sukkah we know is going to last the whole day and Esrog doesn't. But once you hold it's Katsai Liyoma, then why are Sukkah and Esrog different? They're both the same, they're both the entire day, they're off limits, and therefore you'd imagine that includes up until the next day as well. And therefore, whatever applies to the next day should be for both of them or for neither of them. Why is Rabbi Yochanan have one that is allowed the eighth day, one's not allowed the eighth day? Reish Lakish, I understand. Because Reish Lakish would hold, as you said just now, for a sukkah, once you finish the, or for, sorry, for a lulav, that's when you finish the mitzvah, it's finished. But for the sukkah, it lasts the entire day, therefore it could spill the next day. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it lasts the entire day, both of them, then why you differentiate between the two of them? So over here he answers, this, I think it's a proper shot. He says, "Amalei sukkah dechazi lebein hashmashos, a sukkah which is fitting that evening time, that twilight period of time, hashmashos, the sukkah is still relevant. Well, how is it relevant? The isrami le sudasa by mesa begava umecha ba begava. That if isrami, if it would occur, if it would come your way, a suda, then you would need, ba, you would need to meshav, mesav, to sit inside of it and eat inside of it. And therefore, if it's kasai lebein hashmashos, if therefore it's designated to still be used as a functioning sukkah, in Ben HaShemashos, the rule is, Umigu, since, these Kasai Ben HaShemashos, since, when the day, that twilight period is changing from day to day, it's designated for mitzvah purposes, Kasai L'Kul Yoma, then the entire day, of the coming day as well, is designated for mitzvah purposes. And therefore the sukkah, it was extended into the twilight period of time, because if you had something to eat, you'd eat it in the sukkah as well. Then when that twilight, which is both day, this day, and the next day, then the next day begins with already a prohibition or a din of sukkah that's still in play, so it lasts the entire day.
Can we go before?
Yeah, we did. Second paragraph.
Oh, we have Migu. We have Migu in the Daf Zayin and Aleph. Zayin and Aleph, Migu. Chem Shabbos, Migu, right. Good. That was at the Claudi's house, the first time I spoke in the Claudi's house. Not this year, but the one before that one. Oh. I remember going through this and thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm not sure I know what's going on here at your house. So that's when we did it. Okay, anyways. Was that? That was in January time? December, January? Was it January? Last year?
It's my second time.
Your second day? You're like, this stuff is good. What a great... Every other day we go to someone's house and have a big meal. At the money you kept on. You're hoping for the next meal. I like them both the same. They're both...
anything about chicken sushi.
Sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Those are good times. So the Gemara holds that when it comes to the Sukkah, since it was Iskatsari Ben Hashemashos.
Who? Has the Ahava fund.
I hope it's being used tomorrow morning.
It's a shame. Anyways.
Nobody confirmed.
Hey, wait. Nobody got an email.
One sec.
What's that?
Anyways, back to our Gemara at hand. That's Gemara, but Esrog, the low Kazi. Meanwhile, you saw Shimon just left the WhatsApp group,
it said.
You know that? You didn't do it, I don't think, but it's automatic. You left Esrog, the WhatsApp group. It said just now. Shimon saw we left the Esrog. It said left the group.
Really?
Anyways, but when it comes to an Esrog, the low Kazi, the Banish Mashos, where it's not for Banish Mashos, low is going to have the Banish Mashos. Since an Esrog, it normally be assumed the Esrog was already performed that day. And therefore, it would not be something that you would expect. What the mitzvah has done to be carrying out at all the course of the day, there Banish Mashos arrives. Banish Mashos arrives, and it's no longer is it a din for the Esrog, and therefore, Lois said, Banish Mashos, it's not considered part of the next day, and therefore, Lois said, the Kulyoma, the Shemini. Therefore, it also would not be Shaykh the next day as well, so the Esrog could be eaten the next day, while the Sukkah cannot. What bothers me about this a little bit, I think I said it last time, but I'll say it again, is the Esrog in theory could be Shaykh Banish Mashos.
Didn't
do it yet.
No, but it's not something that can be used at night. Now the sukkah, even though it's a ben shmashos, you can use that night. But
ben shmashos is a suffik yom suffik laila, right?
Yeah, but it's from the night. It's from that ben shmashos going into the next day.
But why do I have to be in the sukkah then, according to you? Why am I in the sukkah that night?
You could do that. Why not?
Why am I in it? It's Baal Tosef in theory. If it's not the right day,
it's in Shmini.
The seventh day turning into the Shmini Atzeres. That night, we say if you have a meal. Not when you have a suffix debate like in Chutzlar. In Eretz Yisrael, we know it's not sukkahs anymore. If a meal right now, is this for me? You want to give this to me?
Yeah.
So why nice to you, thank you. If it's something to use, there won't be. Must talk about the other days, maybe.
No, because Rashi explains over here, I think Rashi explained, well, that since that evening you might have a meal that comes your way, you have to eat that meal in the sukkah. Because Bishrosh is still a suffix. What day is it?
You mentioned the sukkah.
Well, we pask, and for suffix, people in America or in England, they would. That's what Gemara said earlier on, right? Or that's what we say right now. Say that right now. That's the next thing we're going to get to. That's coming.
No.
I'm saying
it's the
8th day.
It's the end of the 8th day. You do breast meal by the Shmashos. The answer is no. You
wouldn't. Why not? Why did they know?
I would say there.
Oh, because it may be 8th, so let me do it now.
But the sukkah we do, right? Sukkah we would.
You wouldn't
want you eat outside of it.
Sukkah doesn't say vayom, but it says vayom. I'm questioning your question. You didn't shake it, you would still do it by being this one.
You wouldn't do it? You don't think you would? Suffolk yom, suffolk laila. I don't. It might be too late. I don't know. It might be too late. But worst case scenario, shouldn't you do it just in case? I mean, the whole thing with the sukkah, why are you eating the sukkah then? And the sukkah that night? That Banish Mashos. Why are you eating there? Because Banish Mashos is might be day, might be night. You can't eat out of night. You can't eat out of daytime. So you got to make sure you're in the sukkah still. Which means when nighttime, that amorphous, that ambiguous part comes, you could still be in the sukkah in theory. And you should be in the sukkah in that part. So that part also is part of both days. So then you kind of have to continue the rest of the day. So I'm just curious, when it comes to the Esrog, you hadn't shaken it yet. Would I assume you'd shake it. No, maybe no bracha, because it's suffix, but I assume you'd shake it. But we're not... Look at Rashi over here, says. Rashi has a very interesting line, which I think is what... Rashi says over here, he says, Esrog lochazi ben shmashos. Look at the line he gives. Mishiyatza bo shacharis. See that, Rashi? Esrog lochazi lo ben shmashos. See that? It's like a few lines up where we are right now. When you yotze and shacharis, it's not shachar ben shmashos. Very good. Whatever, you're not Yotze yet. So some of you would be. So I don't understand exactly. Meaning, My guess is, if you look at the Rashi before that one, by the Sukkah, he says a line here, he goes, that it's mitzvah so kol yom. I'm assuming that we said earlier on that there's a Shah Achas, or Yotzi mitzvah, Shah Achas, a Lulav and Esrog. So in theory, Mitzvah Rosh has no Shaychus to it in theory. It's not, Mitzvah Rosh itself is not relevant to Esrog unless you didn't do it yet. Mitzvah Rosh is relevant to Sukkah no matter what. Meaning, Mitzvah Rosh is always a Sukkah time. That's my guess, and that's the answer. Mitzvah Rosh is always Sukkah time. You don't need it if you don't want it, but it's Shaykh still for Sukkah. What's bothering me? Well, if it's not bothering you, that doesn't really matter. But I'll skip this part.
Because I don't know, I have enough knowledge.
I'll tell you the chavrus part. I'll mention the chavrus part. But my guess is that's the answer. My guess is that it's always shy for Mishmashos as opposed to Lulav and Esrog. Okay, we're at a new part right now in the Gemara. So the Gemara is the following thing. But Levi Amar, Levi says, this is a period right now. It's about 29 lines from the top of the page.
29 from the top.
What's the first word at all?
The Shemini is the first word in the line. It's a period afterwards. Not even close. What is it? 29?
27.
Okay, that's not bad. That wasn't bad. Levi Amar Esrog Afilu B'Shmini Aser. Levi has this big chiz we have not seen yet. Levi holds that Esrog on the eighth day is still Aser. Now again, what's the reason behind that? I assume it's what we just said. That's my guess. Because since, in theory, if you had not yet shaken Lulav and Esrog, it still could be Shayach. I assume that's, I haven't seen inside. You look over here, what he says. He says, Esrog, if you. He doesn't say what Rashi said. No, he doesn't say what I said. He says something else. He doesn't. Not what I said. Since if you hold this Migo the entire day, then when does the day end? Ben Hashmashos. Which with Ben Hashmashos, it still is Katsai. So therefore, it gets carried over the next day also. But not because of what I said. Not based on what I said.
No, right, because he's saying, holding like Rabbi Yochanan.
Correct, exactly. Correct. It doesn't matter when you shook it. Exactly. Correct. Since the whole day was shy for the whole day, even if you didn't miss it in the morning, like Rabbi Yochanan said, once you're going to go to Ben Hashmash, which is still part of that day, we're saying, like Sukkah the whole day, so is the Esrog Shaykh the whole day. The whole day includes to the transition to nighttime. So once transition happens and it's still Shaykh, that means that it's going to be Shaykh the rest of the day as well. So Levi says, Aser also on the eighth day. V'ud Shmuel, but the father of Shmuel, Amar Esrog B'Shvi Aser. B'Shvini Mutter, like we had above, like the standard we had above, that the eighth day would be Mutter, like Rabbi Yochanan's standard Shita. But then the Gemara says, Kama V'ud Shmuel, but she does say to Levi, Avuah Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, who said before, it's Mutter on the eighth day, he got up and he did like Levi, which means he kept it Aser the eighth day. Also, Rashi says he was Chozer Bo. He was Chozer and he held like Levi, that's Aser even on the eighth day. Come Rabbi Zera, we have yet to see until right now, and he held B'shitasa to Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Either Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel vacated his opinion and said, no, the eighth day is not allowed anymore, he changed his mind. But Rabbi Zera says, no, I think you were right originally. I think that the seventh day is Usher, but the eighth day is permitted. And now we're going to show Rabbi Zera held it. I'm Rabbi Zera. Esrog Shnifsula, an Esrog that became Puzzle, Usul Okhla Kol Shiva. Rashi always says over here, it's a big Kiddush over here. Even though it was Nifsula, it's one thing to be kosher still. But an Esrog that was Puzzle, we still make you wait all 7 days until you can eat it, or until you can handle it later on. Which means, but it didn't go to the eighth day. It was Puzzle, but the entire Chag, it was Shaykh too, but that Shaykhus didn't extend to the eighth day. So therefore, Bezeri says, I hold like you, the Avuah Shmuel's original shot before you change your mind. Which is, as it's Mutter the eighth day, and we see Bezeri himself said, an Esrog Shnitzel does Usher all 7 days. Well, this part don't stop. I remember Zera, the Likni, Inish Hoshana, the Yunuka, Biomatava, Kama. A person, an Inish, a person should not give over as a gift his Hoshana, which means his Lulav Esrog set, Lianuka to a young child. And the first day of Yontif, Yom Kama, Yomatova Kama. My Taima, what's the reason why? The Yunuka Mikna Kani. Midrabanan, says Rashi. A child, we give him the right to own things, quote unquote, in a Drabana level. He can't make a real full-fledged Kenyan, but Midrabanan, we give him like a Kenyan. But Aknuye Lo Makni, but he's not able to give it back to us. So Rashi puts out, before you Yotze with it, you gave it to your child to shake first. If I give my son Yechiel, who's all of 9 years old, Lulav and Esrog to shake first, I want you to take it first before I do it. So great. So Midrabanan, he's Kona the object. He shakes Lulav and Esrog. He's like, here, I'm going to take it back. All of a sudden, I realize I can't take it back. No, he says, I'll gift it back to you. But he doesn't have full-fledged Das. He's only able to be Kona Midrabanan. The Rabbanan treat like he's Kona. But at the end of the day, he can't be mocking it back to me because he has no full-fledged Das to give it back to me. So therefore, Midrabanan, I wouldn't be able to get it back, and therefore I couldn't use it anymore. So it's saying, do not give your child the lulav and esrog set to start off with. Says the Gemara. He doesn't have full adjustment either. The Rabbana gave it as if, ki'ilu. But the Rabbana made it like a kinyan, therefore. But they don't make it the reverse way. It's like a chumra that we treat it like you can't steal from a child because it's like it's his. But it's not really full. Well, we treat it like it's his. But he can't get it back to me if it's like it's his. He has no ability to. V'am Rabbi Zera, lo lema initially anuka, something I have to work on myself a lot. You should not, a person should not say, lo lema initially anuka to a child. I'm going to give you something. And then you don't give it to him. Don't promise things and not carry him out. Because you're going to train him that lying is okay. It says, you're teaching yourself to say words of sheker. So be very careful when you give a promise to somebody that you should not promise also. We'll do one more because it's almost done. And this piece is, it kind of goes off the next day. So we'll just do one last part. This is what we had above. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is actually a plugza that we're going to see later on between the opinion of Rav and Rav Asi. The Itmar within the Smachogos of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about whether things are shaykh the whole day or only the mitzvah is done, we'll see the Itmar Smachogos of Marayim Hifrish Shiva Esrogim with Shiva Yamim. What happens if I buy myself 7 Esrogim? My Esrog for day 1, Esrog for day 2, for day 3, etc., going through all of Chag. What, can I eat the Esrog after each day? Can I eat it after the mitzvah on each day? What's the din? So there's a girsa change over here. I'm not going to get into it right now, but I'm a Rav. Either I'm a Rav or I'm a Rav Asi. My chokas in the girsa. I'm a Rav. What we have in front of us. Kol achas v'achas yotibav ochla la'altra. Each and every one of them, when the day is over, when the mitzvah is on that day, you can eat it right away, which is like Reish Lakish. Rav Asi, Amar Rav Asi says kol achas v'achas yotibav ochla la'machar. You got to wait the whole day through. Now the girsa we have on the side changes to Rav Asi and Rav Shita's around. The reason why is because we're going to see, according to Rashi at least, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav should be on the same team. That's how you pass it in the end. So we're going to pass them like Rav's Shita above, which is that it's kul yoma for the entire day. It's only much of the next thing. So think about Michael, we're going to argue about Michael Mefugi. So Mar Sarvel, the mitzvah is katsoi. One person says that it's shayach, it's mitzvah for the whole day. Sorry, for only the mitzvah, the time itself. And that would be the opinion of Rav. In our girsa, Umar Savar, Lekul Yom is Katsai, which is in our girsa of Asi. Again, according to Rashi, those girsas are flipped around, and Rav says really it's for the whole day, and Rav and Rabbi Yochanan would be the same team. We pass Rabbi Yochanan versus Reish Lakish, and therefore we would be passing, according to Rashi, he says this, we pass in the end that it's Katsai Lekul Yoma, and therefore you're not allowed to eat until the day is finished. We'll stop over here. A reminder again, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we're going to meet together at 8:45 in the new KSY building. I'm going to give you a small sicha on the kedushas here. So Omer explained a little bit about the duality. On one hand, the availus of it, and the other hand, the kedusha of it. Try to understand a little bit about why that's the case. And then we'll have an opportunity to really chazar. A lot of chazar. I'm not going to go weiter. I'm going to do chazar with you guys, or you guys do chazar, whichever part you want to do chazar on, for a nice chunk of time to sit in the base matters and learn together, especially in a day that's free of work. And the day we have to really be makatov because baruch for everything is in the world. So what better way is there than to demonstrate that by sitting and learning for a few hours before, a little bit of time before we get to spend time with our families the rest of the day.